Welcome. Today we're discussing browser use, this incredible tool making waves in the AI agent world. It's all about helping AI navigate websites, and it just snagged a cool $17 million in seed funding.
$17 million? Wow. So what's the big deal? Why is this tool so important?
Well, think about it. AI agents, these little digital helpers, are designed to automate tasks online. But websites? They're complex, visual beasts. AI struggles to understand them. Browser use changes that. It simplifies websites into a text-like format, making it way easier for AI to interact with them.
I see. Interesting. So it's like translating a website into a language AI can understand.
Exactly. Instead of trying to decipher images and layouts, the AI gets a clear, text-based representation of the site's elements. Buttons, links, the whole shebang. It's a game changer for automation.
This sounds like a huge leap forward. The article mentions a company called Butterfly Effect using browser use in their Manus tool. What was that about?
Ah yes, Butterfly Effect and Manus. That's a key part of browser use success story. Manus went viral, and because it used browser use, suddenly everyone was talking about this tool. It really put them on the map.
Got it. So who's behind this revolutionary tool?
Two brilliant minds from ETH Zurich, Magnus Müller and Gregor Zunich. They were working on web scraping tools, and boom, this amazing idea was born, combining web scraping with data science to make browsers do cool stuff for AI.
It's impressive that they built a demo in just 5 weeks, and then open-sourced it? That's a bold move.
It is. It speaks volumes about their confidence in the technology and their commitment to the developer community. They want this to be a fundamental layer for all AI agents interacting with the web.
The article also talks about websites like LinkedIn constantly changing, causing problems for AI agents. How does browser use address this?
That's a great question, because browser use translates the website into this simplified text format. It's much more resilient to these changes. The core functionality remains the same, even if the visual layout shifts around a bit.
I see. Very clever. And who led this impressive funding round?
Felicis Ventures, led by Astasia Myers, along with some other big names like Paul Graham, A Capital, and Nexus Venture Partners. They clearly see the massive potential here.
Myers mentions web AI agents being a dynamic bridge. What does she mean by that?
She's highlighting how web AI agents, powered by tools like browser use, connect these pre-trained language models to the constantly evolving online world. It's like they're bridging the gap between static AI and dynamic websites.
That makes a lot of sense. This technology really could revolutionize how we use the internet.
Absolutely. It's an exciting time for AI and web development. We're just scratching the surface of what's possible. Thanks for joining us today to explore the fascinating world of browser use. Until next time.
Goodbye.